They speak to the metaverse, but act like you know. You are now tuned into the Matthew and Rizzo show. Escape to the metaverse. Better act like you know. You are now tuned into the Matthew and Rizzo show. Running around with the head cut off. My mother's flying into town tonight. I thought she's coming tomorrow.
Yes, right. So yeah, it's a difference.
Yeah. Getting everything ready there. But it'll be fun. That pre-land anxiety, calming the wife's nerves and all that good stuff.
Yep. Yeah. How long is she staying for?
She's in town until next Tuesday. So full, really long weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool, man. Does your mom understand what you do out here on the fringe of weirdness with us?
She understands I do things with artists. That's pretty much to the extent of it. She knows I've been in crypto for a while. She still has the Bitcoin on Coinbase from way back in the day, thankfully. but that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I feel like, honestly, when the introduction of the metaverse shit, I think, really confused my mom. It's I think that's when it took a really weird direction. I'd spent a long time really breaking down crypto, and then NFTs came around, and spent some not onboarding, but she's interested at times of what I'm doing out here. But then once the avocados and frogs and the metaverse dancing around and everything, I think that's where my mom just sort of felt like she lost track of what the fuck is really going on out here.
That's hilarious.
So what have you been up to, man? What's top of mind?
A couple things, but first, this is probably the segue for the whip tomorrow. Finally, yesterday, after some turbulent beginnings to minting the Grifter Squatties by Toxam, I was minting or re-rolling more than I was minting, but going through all those outputs last night on Vipe.io, and I was just really surprised how dank all the grifters look. They really do have that kind of X copy vibe to them. And as I was going through, I'm like, could I see myself putting this on for the whip? It was like a weird dressing room experience re-rolling until I found my grifter squatty that I vibed with, which I think is number 479 on the mint chart. But that's the first thing. So I'm excited to see how many other folks start rocking those to the whips to complement their Cody avatars and all the other avatars that are out there, most of which Toxam has played a part in either directly creating or his company's created. So that'll be cool.
Dude, across so many things now, I feel like Toxam's work is and Vipe's work is almost inescapable. Everywhere you look, even outside of Web3. Dude, sorry for my notifications blowing up. I'm hitting up Stella Bell to try and get her on the whip to talk about crypto art school, and now she's blowing me up, and I don't know how to shut off my Warpcast DMs on the fly here. trying to load up some cool whips for people as well. It'll be awesome to have Vipe on, man. Dude, I often think about that, man, and I was thinking about that as I was looking at the collection too, because I feel like at this point, you can almost predict, there's so many avatars out there and so many avatar drops out there, which was not really a thing for a long time. But we've talked about this before, how you really only see a handful of them actually appear in the wild. And there are other communities out there where, people are gathering using different ones than we encounter on the regular. But I'm you look at these and I'm like, dude, this is slam dunk our crowd's vibe. X copies from back in the day, also had a had more of a metaverse presence back in the day than he does now, but our audience always appreciated him and that and everything. And so I'm you'll see some of these people rolling, these squatties rolling up to the whip at future days, no doubt.
Yeah. Did you mint one by chance?
I did not, man. I had other stuff. I had family things and everything going on last night. And I know that the window's running out. So I got to get on there and mash re-roll a little bit more. I did re-roll a few, but didn't, dude, I'm the worst, man. With that kind of thing. Like, I was like, you know, the one scrolling Avastars for like days, but like not pulling the trigger because, you know, there's always like, oh, I like that one, but I want that one with like a something. And if I scroll just like a little bit more, it seems like, you know, I'm bound to find that thing. And so, dude, I was like that with the Vibe Heroes reroll too. I like was just I minted a bunch of them you know, as I was rerolling, but man, my like reroll stats were legit.
Yeah, no, the reroll experience is really, it's either for you and you get it, or like, and then you'll like lose hours just trying to find like your perfect one, or like you'll just be like, all right, I can't, I don't have time for this. Or like, I just give me something, give me a blind mint. It's an interesting experience. And it depends on the aesthetic output, like how sticky it actually is. This one, I was thinking it wouldn't tickle me in that way, but last night, luckily I had some free time to crash before sleep, and I was like, all right, let's see if this is working now. And it actually was. And like a few hours later, I'm like, all right, finally found my guy.
So nice. Yeah, man, the whole experience is fun. I feel like, you know, by the time you land on something, it feels like you put in some time to find it. It feels like a little bit more like personal or whatever. But you know, I feel like there's a, you know, there's, I struggle to figure out whether that actually benefits a project or not, in terms of like, you know, you see some of these blind mints just like sell through because people just like playing scratch off tickets basically. And the reroll actually, you know, requires some time. And, you know, do you lose people who would have just done three blind mints instead of like, you know, re-rolling for an hour and then they only land on one, or does it make for like a better experience? And like, I don't know, man, I have a whole lot of avatars for a lot of projects, but my Vibe Heroes do stand out to me because there was like a different experience in creating them and everything. And it, you know, not even including all the bells and whistles they've like layered on top of them, which are significant. I don't know. It's a cool, I like it from like a user standpoint. Like, I think it's fun. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So that was the big thing. Other than that, there's not like a big ticket item. Obviously like market's crazy volatile again, so folks are like all anxious or whatever. But like zooming out above that, one of the things that I've been thinking about for the past couple of days is actually a comment from Brookhawk. I think you had reshared an episode of The Whip or Mars from last year, which I can't even believe it's already been like a year ago, almost from like July or August. And yeah. I had like a shill for interface app.
Oh yeah. It was a old episode of The Whip from last year.
Yeah. And Brookhawk was like, is that still a thing? And yeah, it really still is a thing. Like tracking folks' wallet activities, like it's still there, but also a lot of what it, like the value that it had provided to me, like on the like crypto social angle, feel like if Warpcast/Farcaster hasn't completely subsumed that angle, like apps that are built on Lens have, and it's gone from like a standalone product by itself to being like a feature in a lot of other like crypto social projects. And I was just like simmering on that, and we can probably expect projects or things that are like standalone today just to be incorporated or bundled into some like more winning solution heading forward, and just kind of like going down that little rabbit hole. But yeah, it was an interesting kind of app to reflect on, because I haven't been like using it that much anymore, just because been living much more in like Warpcast specifically, but like Supercast from time to time. Anyway, the Farcaster ecosystem.
Dude, after Brookhawk's comment, I opened it because I still had the app on my phone just to like see what was going on there, man. And I think my wallet was like the first thing, or maybe it was my profile or whatever. I only glanced at it or whatever. But I'm like, dude, if anyone paying attention to like my transactions, I like goof around with so many like minute things and sign so many like things, like, you know, claiming my gotcha coin and restaking my gotcha coin, and like, you know, all these like microtransactions that populate on that thing, which is cool and interesting and everything. But I'm like, there's probably some way, or there should be some way to filter for like certain stuff you're looking for. Otherwise, for like, people who are like power users of Web3 who are like constantly interacting with things like on a regular basis. It's like just a, it's just a list of, you know, microtransaction receipt, you know, type of things and everything. But I, dude, the concept is interesting. I feel like there's probably a cooler way to layer what they're doing into something like Warpcast or vice versa. Dude, let's speculate, man. They, you know, so, DGen nerfed their tip allocations today, which, is not a big deal for some people, a big deal for other people. There are a lot of like, you know, routine contests and communities that had sprung up, around sort of these micro ecosystems that the DGen tips were sustaining, those, you know, micro communities and everything. And it always seemed like sort of like a crazy like way to try and build something if, you know, it's built on crazy volatile unsustainable crypto income that you don't know what your tipping allowance is going to be next month. However, that happened anyway, and so, you know, the dynamics of some things are like bound to change and everything. You know, for me it seemed like this had to be the inevitable course of events, because how could it otherwise be remotely sustainable as a, you know, currency if they're trying to do legit things with it or whatever. So, but I don't know, man, what does this affect you at all? Do you care? Is it interesting? What's your take?
No, like, the daily tipping threshold, that was probably more annoying to me. It was just like, oh shit, I need to check that, see what it is. Like, it was cool to reward posts that I think are cool. But hopefully this means that they're just going in a, they're utilizing the DGen tips maybe in a more thoughtful way. It's just like, whatever DGen tips you have, like, we're giving you ways to utilize that. I don't know. Maybe there's some other approach that they're thinking of that I haven't seen them communicate yet, but I know the daily checking on that part and the daily distro probably going to make a lot of people's lives easier. And then there were like a large number of farmers who were just like engagement farming with it. And it was just like, all right, this isn't like the most thoughtful stuff in the world. And a lot of like replies that are just like, give me tips. Not like the best feeling. So the kind of negative externalities of that sort of experiment, which I think on the whole was like a big success. It helped distribute DGen to like a huge population in a unique way. Right, it's not just like, right, the first people in the secret boys or girls club were the only winners from this. It's like everyone that was sort of like active ended up winning, and even in a long tail, even after that, the platform started to blow up. A lot of people got exposure to it. It was a fun little experiment, and with that large base in the community, like folks like Stella Bell, like actually using it and like creating these organic tip auctions and like being really creative with it. I think it bodes well for what could potentially happen with that DGen ecosystem heading forward. Like the layers on top of the users of the Farcaster protocol and how you can weave those different layers together to create different experiences. I think we've really only just scratched the surface of what's possible there. And like digging into that more yesterday, looking into like programmable actions where like folks that hold DGen on the app, you can kind of program your client to automatically like and co-sign whatever like those folks are doing. You can do this with like NFTs and stuff like that. But on a big level, like anyone that is like a fellow holder of DGen, so you're like, even if you're not sharing any like DGen tips anymore in the old way, you're still supporting folks that hold DGen and like helping them be visible, blah, 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 blah. So it's, yeah, I really just scratching the surface on what people can start doing with all these like programmable monies and assets on this kind of like sufficiently decentralized social network. It's pretty fucking cool to think about.
Dude, it is, man. And it's funny, man. You know, I loved the tipping aspect of Scent. That was like my jam, like back in the day. And so, you know, this is like, has been a big throwback to me. And it's funny, man, I did my yearly in real life run with Spherical Art a couple weeks ago. And I don't think I actually mentioned it on the podcast until now or whatever, but shout out Spherical Art, man. Dude is incredible. And we've been doing that for a few years. However, we got to talk, you know, he's from like old Scent days and everything. And he said something along the lines of like, you know, Warpcast seems like it has become what Scent like always wanted to be, but was never able to like quite get it there. And, you know, the tech was much more raw at the time and everything. But, you know, in terms of like the tipping economy and everything, but dude, I gotta say, over time, so I like it, man. I sort of like the flywheel. I think, you know, it felt like I was back in Scent days. You know, if I had a bunch of degen left at the end of the day to give out, I would just go on some of like, you know, the GIF art channel or the art channel, and I would just find cool shit, and I would just throw some tips at like random artists who are doing cool things. And haven't done that since Scent, really, at all. You know what I mean? There's really not been an opportunity to. And so that is like super fun to me. But also, man, as I was doing it, my tip allocation started to climb, and it did get stressful as like, not stressful as fuck, man, but it sort of like, I don't know, man, I sort of felt like I had some sort of responsibility with this like tip allocation that I'm like, you know, I got it. If I don't give it to someone, it just goes away. And then, you know, so I don't know, man. So it's sort of a relief in some ways for this, yeah, to be like taken out of my hands, like you were saying. And, you know, now there's a very small one that I have. But I do like that, man. I feel like, you know, it, you know, was maybe, who knows what the overall tokenomics plans are to these things. Sometimes I have a tendency of thinking they're like much more well thought out and sophisticated than they actually are. However, like, I like the idea of it being thrown around widely at the beginning and narrowing the scope if there's like plans for it. And I don't think, you know, sustaining communities on them is practical, but I do like the ideas of like people who contribute to the community in some ways have a very small tip allocation, and maybe it's like, you know, the equivalent of like a, you know, 50 cents or a dollar or something like that. I don't feel like it has to be much, but I feel like that's just a real sticky thing when you can just you have the freedom to just, you know, throw something at somebody. And I remember doing this on Reddit, like back in the day, they had Bitcoin tips like super, super early on. And then Doge did the same thing where you could like tip people directly in the chat in Reddit and everything. And people were giving away, you know, the coins to tip as much as they were tipping. And you sort of had this flywheel you know, it's too bad Scent never really was able to break that mold or break into that flywheel in terms of loading people up somehow with something already instead of them having to like, you know, earn it. I don't know, man, but I just love the experimentation. I feel like we got off track with like the Web3 social media for like a whole lot of time, and now like it's back. And social media in general is like fascinating to me, but like mainstream social media, we both know, just fucking sucks, man. So this is like so exciting to me that like real innovation is actually happening here.
Yeah, no, when you see someone just contribute a lot of like thoughtful value, like you just and you have some crypto in your pocket, it's so easy to just be like, yo, here you go, dude, or dudette, whatever, and like just have that really cool interaction. And like the best is when you're giving someone their first crypto, which I don't know, like there's something cool to earning crypto. Yeah, it's great to have something like degen where it's not even like you're giving it away to earn future degen, which is such a crazy model. Like really, it's so fucking crazy to think that like actually worked like in the case of degen. And I think, yeah, I wish Scent had landed on something like that back in the day. Obviously totally different time, and all that good stuff. But still, like, this is the power of community. Like, DGEN was a community grown initiative. It's a crazy idea, and people just actioned it on top of this like bigger network that's grown and continues to grow in a really interesting way. But yeah, I mean, I think it's just only a matter of time until someone hooks up a really easy to use like tipper tool or action within the Farcaster ecosystem to help enable that even more. Or like some sort of tank that's easy for folks to link from their wallet or charge from their wallet, so that, like, again, the same sort of action that we've been using, like type in the number and then degen, similar to like what we do with the tipper tool in That's Discord.
Exactly what I was gonna say. Yeah, man, like some sort of TipCC type of integration where you just have stuff that, you know, you can send whatever you got. The ants come back, you know.
Yeah, like it feels like that's a trivial thing to set up, but the action's sort of baked in to people's muscle memory at this point. From like, it was funny, like when the height of degen tipping on Farcaster, folks going over to Twitter like, oh shit, I really want to like tip you degen. Like it was like a real kind of like feeling like, oh, this is not the purple app. I can't do that here or like really anything else. So it was a really fascinating thing to be a part of and to witness. And I think it's only going to stoke even more innovation on that front, which should reinforce all those kind of social connections even further. And I don't know if that's like a really good incentive for normies not on the purple app to come in. But again, it's like one of many potential incentives that folks can start talking about to pique other people's interests. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Oh, dude, it's just honestly, you know, I've never really been on social media, mainstream social media, for more than like 2 seconds at a time, or if I had to for a professional, you know, capacity prior to, and not in a personal capacity. So scent was compelling to me, and that was like really the only social media I was like very involved in at the time, because of the interesting nuances of it, and it felt like something different and everything. And then I felt like for years, man, I just like begrudgingly had to, you know, deal with Twitter because that's where everyone migrated to and everything. But it just, oh man, it feels so good to feel like we're, you know, sort of back at home again, tinkering around with these things. And yeah, dude, the whole thing is so jank, man. But that's also what I loved about scent, that there's so much like raw potential like in the jank, you know, that people can iterate and experiment on, and it's not, and my timeline's not filled with bullshit. And I think like the taking away of the massive tips like filters out a lot of the bullshit on Warpcast as well. Although I wonder. I'm always interested in tokenomics model, man. So I'm very fascinated to see where they're taking degen, because, you know, considering they have like a layer 3 integration now for it, they got a lot of like horsepower and interesting ideas behind this. And we've seen it so many times where like there's stuff that has that potential and they fuck it up somehow, man. But I'm, you know, I don't often root for currencies or projects. I try to play pretty neutral unless I like am a big fan of people involved or whatever. But in this case, I'm like removed from, you know, the team that is, you know, involved in working on this and everything. But, you know, I can't help but sort of root for innovators innovating and, you know, the community that surrounds that, you know, doing the same thing. And it's fun to watch, man, even from the sideline.
Yeah, no, it really is. And it's really cool that the folks building and working on the protocol and Warpcast and really even like some of the other front end clients, they're all very transparent and kind of like working in public types. So I was listening to a podcast that like Dan Romero was recording. I think it was The Moment of Zen, Eric Turnberg's podcast that he does with Dan. And it was one featuring Mike Rainbow, the creator of the Rainbow Wallet.
Okay.
And Mike was sort of just asking about like high level, like what's going on, like what's your future plans, who are your kind of like, who's on Farcaster and Warpcast and all that good stuff. And the focus on the crypto or potential folks in crypto, that whole crypto that he can convert to like daily active users on Farcaster, like that is like the main focus at this point.
Yeah.
It's the lowest hanging fruit. Like this is the prime kind of target before expanding out and trying to get some other types of users. So hearing that and reading that commitment just right now from the founders, the builders, I'm like, fuck yes. Like that is the target, and doing whatever you can to kind of get more of crypto writ large, right? It makes the most sense. So building out that sizable audience as far as you can, Because it's not like every single person that holds any crypto is the target. Like, there's a lot of folks that just bought it years ago and they're not active and probably never will be active for the most part. But getting as many folks from that population as possible as the main target, it's a breath of fresh air. Going back to Cent days, yeah. Even it was just like we should have just leaned in, like triple doubled down on all the crypto side of things. But again, like internally with the discussions at the time and the, again, external investors, it was like, no, you need to expand beyond crypto and like all these, like, again, championing like the artists and like the NFT side of things. They're like, that is so weird. That's not going to go anywhere. And this is like 2019, like into 2020. You know what happened after that?
That was the mantra, though, man. I mean, you know, in all fairness, that was the common conversation, and it actually came back for a lot of people this past bear market, where, like, you know, you have to, there's, in order to really make a splash, you're going to have to expand outside of Web3. And, you know, we started hearing the same type of stuff, like, all over again, that the verbiage is too, like, techy, and people don't understand it and shit, and then the market goes up, and none of that matters, of course, as we've seen play out a few times and everything. But the user base is also substantially larger at this point, too. So, you know, having a decent product and getting a lot more people there to use it, I feel like, you know, if Cent were reintroduced in this market, you know, it'd be a whole nother ball game and everything. So, you know, the times are so different, it's hard to compare, but it really does feel like it's for us, like exactly what you say. It feels like they're leaning into that and targeting that. And there's like, if a regular Twitter user who doesn't understand crypto were to like enter this space, there's like a pretty significant barrier to entry that is going to probably turn them off, which I sort of appreciate, man. And, you know, I didn't at first. I thought it was like sort of annoying, but I think that's just me being impatient. And in actuality, it acts as kind of a nice filter for high level conversations about stuff that, you know, people like us are generally interested in. And those just inherently get more visibility with that crowd being the target demographic. Man, it just feels like we were lacking this for so long. Just fucking piecing these conversations together on Twitter and Discord for like ever.
No, it was so long. And like even thinking about the Cent days, like God, like we would have had to hold on for a while, I think. I mean, in fairness, like when the NFT bull hit, like we were probably, had we continued on the path we were on before the Cent 2.0 experiment on 4/20/2020, like we probably would have been that new home. Like that vacuum that was created when that went south, that's literally pretty much when Farcaster like started to go into development in that 2020 area, based on the history of that project that I know. It took just many years for that to get any sort of momentum, to get to the point where it is today. But I mean, from the builder perspective, it's crazy. Like, yeah, being early is definitely a thing. And, but then again, at the same time, like the difference between failure and success, it's fucking like a split hair.
Yeah.
Distance away. It's crazy.
Well, and dude, as we both know, in this landscape especially, like, you can lose it in a day too, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, Twitter and some of these larger social media platforms and everything, they're sort of safeguarded in some way that if they fuck something up, they're going to use some of their active user base, but like a lot of people don't really know where else to go. For the most part. And so, you know, they can still do big numbers, even if they fuck a lot of stuff up. But, you know, I feel like the margin for error, like you were just saying in crypto and around, you know, people like ourselves, like, you know, one big exploit or one, you know, major fuck up or one competitor who doesn't even necessarily do as many cool things, but like has a larger airdrop and a simpler mechanism, you know, can, you know, the attention span of people, you know, I just imagine, you know, always trying to learn from past cycles and everything. And, you know, when the shit gets crazy, you just have people running from one thing to another, and there's no loyalty to really any thing for the most part for a lot of people. They're trying to go where the money's at. And we've seen this a little bit in like these experiments in Web3 social media, like we had mentioned last week, and Farcaster by far has, or Warpcast, whatever, has by far, like, you know, sucked up a lot of that audience that was interested in playing the Web3 social media game. But again, man, like, as much as cool as their shit is, you know, they're probably big enough to retain some audience, but, you know, at the same time, shiny coin drops and flywheels, everybody loves those things around here. Does that, now that the degen tips go away, just, you know, suck a lot of the attention away? Because even the people who aren't there for it appreciate getting paid for their content, right? I got to imagine, and that was the way I was thinking of it, man. Like, you know, I like Warpcast, and I would post stuff on Warpcast, whether the tipping there was not, because I get some traction there. I get some visibility on my stuff, which I appreciate, because, you know, I'm trying to show people cool stuff that I'm working on and everything. But it also feels nice to get a tip here and there for posting cool content that I otherwise spend time creating, but not getting paid for, like, ever. And so, you know, from that perspective, you know, another opportunity comes up where I can get some visibility and also get a tip here and there for the time I spent, you know, cutting up videos and working on content and shit. I'm like, you know, it's a nice feeling.
It really is. Again, that feeling of being amongst those folks and like getting views, getting tips, like, it's all a very powerful reinforcer. And the interactivity, like, you're just so much more active in the replies over there than I think Twitter, for the most part. Twitter's kind of become just like you're pushing the posts out and you're getting the engagement, maybe a reply. But like the real interactivity is over on Farcaster because of, I don't know, it's just like the energy that folks have in crypto, and the energy is intoxicating. It's very contagious. And having that nice container of a home now, I think it's really great for a lot of folks. Again, if you're putting it under a microscope and trying to compare it like apples to apples with Twitter, you're gonna, like, you're in for a bad time. Like, yeah. Engagement on the whole is down for the most part relative to folks that have like a good kind of foothold over in Twitter. But again, it's the mental model I like to adopt is that this is the last kind of social network you need to sign up to and kind of build out. And after that, it's like, all right, well, let's try it one more time, boys and girls. And it's been fun.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I feel like, I just don't want them to fuck it up. It's been fun, man. And it does on Twitter, it feels like I'm screaming into like a stadium. And on Warpcast, I feel like I'm talking to people who generally understand what I'm talking about. And you know, there is a big difference. And yeah, man, I hope they don't mess it up. I would love to see it continue to gain traction despite the tipping thing. And I feel like there's ways, man, the integration is slick enough that, like, you know, if not DGen, man, you know, and this is the way it sort of worked on Reddit and with like TipCC and everything. You know, if someone really wants to reintroduce that flywheel, it doesn't have to be DGen necessarily, you know, DGen coin necessarily. My assumption is there are other ways to integrate other things, maybe not necessarily right this second, but, you know, providing a platform that allows those ecosystems to happen in them is the game changer, I think. And I don't know, man, it's hopefully they don't fuck it up.
That's the thing. It's like, just don't fuck it up. Just don't fuck it up. And it's easier said than done. But anyway, that's why we have eyes on this. And that's why we fucking keep talking about this every week. Because we keep hoping, wishing that they don't fuck up. And the fact that each week they seemingly are not is just, I don't know. It gives me more confidence. And again, like, just another more things to kind of look out for and pay attention to and get excited about heading into the next week. So it's just, I don't know, life is about filling the time with things that are enjoyable and fun and rewarding. And the fact that crypto just helps power a lot of those things that you can fill your day with is, I don't know, it's pretty amazing.
I mean, if you zoom out, man, it totally makes sense. If there were two people who were going to be excited about this thing, it's probably you and me, man. We were like the biggest fans of Scent in the Scent days, which is like the closest thing to this. Like, I mean, you know, it's been both of our jam for like a long time, and we both were such a huge fan of that. So it checks the boxes, I think, for both of us in a lot of ways. Anything else top of mind?
Nah, man. Really curious for this whip tomorrow. Again, see how many Grifter squaddies show up. I think we nailed that. I think minting is open for a few more hours on that, or I don't know when it's going to end, but I know there's like several thousand of those left. So if you haven't scooped yours, more than enough supply there. Anything else top of mind on your end?
Should be a fun one, man. No, real quick, man. I don't know, maybe cue Rizzle news thing. I just want to put a disclaimer out there. So I've been sliding into people's DMs. We're going to do like a pre-sale round of Rizzlefest tickets for people who have already said that they can come, basically to make sure they get tickets, man. We're going to cap it at 75 people. And I actually have some concerns that not everyone who ends up wanting to come is going to be able to get a ticket. So I want to make sure we get tickets in the hands of people who already said that they can come. And they'll get a discounted rate and the option to pick up another ticket or two at the discounted rate. So if anyone's listening to this and is on the fence or not sure if they and is planning on coming and hasn't told me that they're planning on coming, even if you're on the list, let me know. I've been doing a lot of outreach, but want to make sure that tickets get in the hands of the people who at least have already said that they're coming. And then, you know, if there are, you know, plenty left over for people who aren't able to make the decision yet, then great. But trying to be smart about prioritizing, you know, the people who some people have already, like, you know, booked part of their travel arrangements. So if anyone needs more information, just let me know. It'll be October 4th through 7th in Tennessee, and it'll be awesome. And that's basically it, man. I'm trying to spread the word to make sure I get everyone. You know, there's no requirements. Basically, just like if you want to come and you're like, you know, in the community, that's basically who will be here. And have been doing my best to, you know, essentially personally invite everyone I can come across or have slid across my DMs recently, but it's impossible to hit everybody. But really trying to make sure that, like, you know, people in the fam and in the community have an invite at the very least, and then they can decide what to do with it. But if you're in, please hit me up so I can get you on the list and make sure we get a ticket in your hands. And that way you're not stuck. So, and public service announcement. Thank you for the time.
Can't wait to hear that Rizzle news interstitial. Awesome, dude.
Thank you, man. Good shit, dude. I'm excited for tomorrow, man. We haven't had, I don't know if Toxam's coming. They had like a couple bumps in the road on this launch, so I don't know if Toxam will be there, but I've been talking with Synx, and it's always so great to have Vipe on the whip, man. It feels like, you know, they're like the Avatar celebrity, OG celebrities out there, man, doing stuff with everybody. So it's cool that they come hang with us periodically.
Oh yeah, looking forward to that. Make sure you follow the Whip Meetup on Warpcast, the Purple app, Twitter, for all those updates, and see everyone in the metaverse tomorrow.
Good shit, man.
See you later, dude. Boom, there we go. Cool. All right, thanks, y'all. Catch you later.